that eternity don't mean anything. We're here tonight because we've got a desire to do all we can to help people. And I tell you, the very best we can do is not enough. Because he paid it. He absolutely saved us and delivered us. And according to what Paul said about it, we are debtors to live for him. Amen. And I believe that. That's my desire tonight, to do something for God. As far as this world is concerned and the things here, I'm not worrying about welfare so much anymore. I'm not worrying about working a lot anymore. I do work, but I just, you know, well, you say you're getting old. Well, I know that. You don't have to tell me. But we've got some other things that we need to be more concerned about. Amen. These things going on here in the world and will be when Jesus comes back, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. You got your Bible, you like to read with it tonight. If you want to stand okay, if you want to sit all right, that's up to you. But we'll be reading here from the book of Peter, 2 Peter, the first chapter. And we're going to begin here in the 10th verse. And we're going to read a little bit here. So you just read with us. Therefore, brethren, give all... Wait a minute here, I've missed something. Let's start at the 4th verse. Whereby are we given unto us exceeding great promise, precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, they rather, brethren, I want you to pay attention, this verse will be coming back. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Ye shall never fall. So, I think we've got something to praise God for. There. Let's go back here. It says, therefore, dear other brethren, given all diligence to make your calling and your election sure. Would you pray with us tonight? Father in heaven, we want to thank you, God, for the word. We want to thank you, Lord, for so many times, God, that you have helped us, you have blessed us, you have led us, God, in a way. Lord, and help us to be able to help somebody. God, to show them something, Lord, in life. God, not just tell them, Lord, but show them, God, just what it means to live a Christian life, what it's all about. God, we ask you to help us all to bear fruit as a Christian. God, that we can see others come to you. We pray your anointing on this word. We know that the word's anointed, but on me, God. Lord, that I might be anointed to bring these few words that I might bring tonight for your help and for your glory, and we praise and honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. We got a lot of scriptures in the Word of God that's encouraging us not only just to get in this race, but to continue in this race. And by so doing, we have to put things on along. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 10 said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, we're still in a world. And it takes an experience with any Christian to quote with the devil. Don't never think that shaking the preacher's hand will put me, you, or anybody else in a shape to quote with what we've got to face in this world. God didn't intend for us to go dry shod. He has promised us everything it takes to take us where we need to go. So we need to remember this, and we need to hold on to that, because the time is now when lots of folks, I don't understand. I see so many people that fell away from God in the last few years, and I see so many people it's so hard to move in a service of God, and it scares me. I see people that don't have much desire to go any further than they was when they first started, and that makes me uneasy, because if we're to grow in grace and knowledge of the truth, it's an everyday job, that we have got to continue to go forward, because we're living in a world of sin, world of darkness. And I tell you, we need all of God we can get in this day and hour. Now, these other scriptures that we're going to be reading tonight along as we go, but I want to tell you, I want to stress this to you. What you need is your experience cultivated, because your experience with God cultivated is worth more than my experience to you, or Stan's experience to you, or anybody else in this building to you. What we need to know, and what God intends for us to know, amen, that we are to stand on our two feet and we'll face nobody's record but ours. Amen. What He's trying to tell us here, to be sure, amen, that we know that everything's fixed. Now knowing, somebody said, how do you know that you're saved? If you've never got further enough that you know you're saved, you need to keep praying. Amen. Thank God. And this is, I'll tell you again, it's an everyday job. It's an everyday job. We find examples all through the Old Testament and the New where people thought they were ready and equipped, you know, to follow the Lord and do the things He'd have them to. And we see where they failed. And it's strictly all because they failed to keep the commandments of God and keep going forward. Because this is no place to stand still. We'll never get any closer to God than what we are if we just sit down. We'll just dry up, and lose what we've got. And so it's a job that everybody's got to work at if they are successful. So I never felt such burden and such desire to see people grow in Christ, grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. To see a time again when sinner people walked in the building, folks, that they'd be convicted because of the presence of God. And that depends on the church. The church has got to produce, amen, in this day and hour, or because it's an hour of trouble. Hallelujah. Here in the 12th verse of the book of Timothy, second book of Timothy, the 12th verse, I believe, the third chapter, we're going to read just a little bit. Here's another quotation of Scripture that goes along with it. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in, listen, I want you to listen closely. Continue thou in the things which thou hast heard, learned. Notice this word learned. The things that, how many glad that you've learned some things in a Christian walk? Hallelujah to God. We can learn these things and to hold to that we've learned. If we've made mistakes, we've got to beat that. We've got to be able to know what to do about these kind of problems. We just get a hold of God, come back, He'll forgive, He'll set us right in out of where we can go forward, but we've got to make the start. Let me read this 14th verse again. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing, of whom thou hast learnt them. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I like that scripture. Praise God. Because I've learned some things, and you have too down through life, that will help us if we'll just hold fast to God. Now, this is a pressing way. This is not something that we turn on and off like a water faucet or a light switch. It's something we continue in. We will win more souls, I'm persuaded, by showing them. I like what somebody said tonight. You telling people what you are don't amount to very much. Talk's cheap. But if they watch your life and see the fruits of a Christian in you, then you've got something that those folks are really reading at. Come on. Amen. I said they, Brother Gilmore, people get, I heard that said tonight, and that's so true, that people move more people by the way they live than they do what they try to tell them. Amen. Now, we've got lots of folks that started for God, went back on God in the world, and caused a lot of folks just to try to disbelieve more. But that's not the case. God's got a people. And He's got people that lives for Him. He's got people that keeps His commandments. Amen. Somebody said we've got to sin every day. I don't believe that. Because the Bible said that the people that sin is of the devil. And I don't believe that. We may have to do some repenting pretty well every day and some dying out, but we've got to learn by that I'm going to tell you about. I've dealt with a lot of backsliders, and they have a terrible time. They have a terrible time. Now, when the prodigal son left home, he had to work his way back alone. Come on, his father didn't lead him back home. He came to himself and saw the mistake he'd made, and he went back home. And he done and repented before he left the hog pen. And he said, I know what I'm going to do. I went hungry long enough. I've been in the hog pen long enough. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up from here, and I'm going back to my father's house. I know what's there. I know what I've left, in other words. And I'm going back to the father's house. And I'm going to say, Father, I am not worthy to be called your son. I've sinned against you, and I've sinned against heaven. And I'm not worthy to be called your son. Just make me as one of the hard servants. You see, the good part about it, he absolutely repented before he left the hog pen. Amen. And the Father was looking his way. But he never did call him. He never did write him a letter. He never did send a runner. But when he came to himself, he said, I know what's at home. I'm going back home. So there's times that we have to learn by our mistakes and come back to God and begin to walk for God, live for God, talk for God, and be something for God. Amen. The devil's about to roar and lion. He'll defeat you if you'll allow it. Amen. But I believe then we ought to remember what Ephesians taught us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on what? Hold armor of God. Somebody say, you got it on. I don't know whether I've got all the armor on or not, but I'm working on it. Come on. Hallelujah. We can work on that armor. In other words, when we get to where we can stand a few things, we can stand a little ridicule, we can stand a little persecution, and still keep walking and hold our head up. Hallelujah. Amen. And come through that thing. And in time of our valleys, we grow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God knows how to handle this thing. He knows what it takes to get us to here. But I tell you, he said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now listen, there is a cross to bear. Amen. We're in debt a lifetime. We'll never get it paid. Come on. No matter how hard we try, we'll never get it paid. No matter how many years we put in, we still owe. No matter how God has blessed us, we still owe the more. Come on. And so, then we need to be very cautiously about our salvation. Amen. And we need to know for sure where we stand in God. Now, I know that's a question. You say, well, I don't understand what you're talking about. There is a no-so. Now, when we begin to lose our victory, we get bound, we get discouraged, and when we get to where we'd rather go fishing than go to church, when we get to where we just rather drive clear out across the country somewhere is to go to church, or rather just to close the door and stay at the house to go to church, we need to know that we're missing something. Hallelujah. Because he said, don't forget those things that you have learned. How many of us has learned that if we neglect the duties of God and God's Word, we suffer hardship? We get where we're miserable. We get faint-hearted. We get to where we doubt. We get to where maybe we don't like folks like we ought to. Come on, help me, little folks. I think I'm preaching real good. Hallelujah. Amen. We get to the place out of where we don't love folks like we ought to. And the next thing, he said, because iniquity shall abound, and we're in that day, the love of many shall wax cold. And that's exactly, if you want me to tell you what's wrong with our church, over at our place, amen, we've just waxed a little too cold to see as much done as we need to see. God hadn't changed one iota. It's us that's changed. Amen. And we need to pick up ourselves out of the dumps. And somebody said, I wish somebody would help me. I wish we had more prodigals. Amen. That would get up from where they are. Hallelujah to God. And go forward. Because it's a time that we're trying to prove to a world that there is a reality. And that there is a power of God that's able to keep us and deliver us. The devil will bind us if we allow him to. Amen. But he made us overcomers. Praise God. That's the reason I tell you, I found something when I found the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I found that scripture there in the Bible later that where he said, amen, that he gave us power over. Amen. Ye shall receive power after. Not before, but after. And I tell you, I found that really worked too. I got a scripture here in the 5th chapter of the book of Galatians, and I know that you've all read it many times. And the first verse says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. How many believe that? There is a yoke of bondage. I've watched people gradually come into bondage as a Christian. I've watched people just fail just for little. And somebody said, does God just quit people cold turkey? No, ma'am, no, sir. Not every time he don't. I tell you, I went to school with a boy that was a Christian, and I thought one of the finest Christian boys that I ever knew. He was humble. God blessed him. Power of God had moved on him. He'd holler, he'd shout like a widow woman. But I want to tell you something. He got to dabbling with the world, little here, little there. And people come to me and say, hey, what do you think about him? He's not living like he used to live. But he still hollers and he still jumps. And I told this party, I said, honey, you don't have to worry about this. This won't last long. He'll either come in. That's God trying to urge him. That anointing, that presence of God would come on him, trying to get him to go forward, trying to bring him back. And eventually he drifted out. He went for 15 years that he didn't. He said he didn't even feel the presence of God. He couldn't even cry. Amen. But eventually, he came back in a tent meeting this side of Dover, or down at Dover, down the square. He came back to class 15 years. But did you know that man never did get blessed that way again? He had to be like the prodigal. He had to walk a long, lonely road. And I'm telling you, while we've got God to deal with us, we ought to deal square with Him. Praise the Lord, because it's a serious thing when we don't deal square with God. Amen. Now, in the seventh verse of this fifth chapter, amen, he said, you did run well, but who did hinder you? Well, who is it to hinder us? None but the devil. Amen. Well, how does the devil operate? You know, I don't have to tell you. He's got people he operates through. And if you want to know the cause of most folks going back is because of what somebody said, amen, or somebody done, or they like to lay it on somebody. But friends, it's strictly us that's got to fight the fight. And it's up to us whether we make it or whether we don't make it. Thank God, but I tell you, we can go through if we want to. How many believes that? We can get closer to God than what we are, too. Amen. And I don't know, I think maybe I preached on prayer the other night. Prayer is a key to the whole business. Thank God. But listen, if prayer won't do everything, because we can pray a lifetime. God expects us to minister out here to somebody. Amen. To do something, to help some folk. That's our job. When Jesus was here, that's exactly what he did. Amen. He came for one purpose, and that was to save those that were lost, to minister to a world of sinners. And so we're left. When he went away, before he went, he said, I am now the light of the world. But before he went left, he said, ye are now. You are. All in the world that God's got in this world, amen, that Christ died for, is a church that'll make theirself ready. Come on, I said make theirself ready. Somebody said if he wants me to do anything, he'll just do it for me. If he wants me to do anything, he is going to come and tell me. Well, he done told us all through the Word of God. He's told us from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation. And if we don't believe that, we ain't going no further anyway. We must believe that Word of God and believe that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. If you desire to get closer to God, I guarantee you, amen, according to the Word of God, you're going to get closer. And I know by experience you're going to get closer. I know when we reach out, He said, He's always saying, come unto me. Come unto me. That's in a lot of places in the New Testament. Jesus saying, come unto me. Somebody said, if God wants me, He'll just reach out and get me. No, I've got doubts, says a lot of folks, if that's what they're waiting on. He says, seek the Lord while it may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. So we've got a job on our hand to fight our own battles and help others to fight their battles. Somebody said, how can you do that? We can do that. Amen. We can do it just by encouraging folks and sometimes just telling them what you have been privileged to come through. That will give them courage that they can do it. So the devil's made some folks think they just can't live a Christian life. And he's made them believe it. They won't even dare to try. It's just, they say it's hard. When the Bible says it's easy, Jesus himself said, amen, he said, the way of a transgressor is what hard. What's hard, it's not his route, amen. He said his yoke was easy and his burden was light. And so many people say, oh, it's so hard to live a Christian life. And you can just about get a vision of their life while they're saying that. The reason it's so hard, they transgress the laws of God, amen, until they ain't got no anointing. They ain't got no anointing of God. It takes a little anointing on our lives to lead us and keep us, and we'll never help anybody if we hadn't got a little fire in us. Amen. We've got to have a little fire to kindle a fire. So we'll never help folks as long as we're in a lukewarm stage. Amen. We'll do nothing more than be spewed out of the mouth of God. And folks, look on this. You know, there's an old preacher man that I used to preach with some. He's quite a bit older than I was. He'd been gone for some time. Old brother George Holt, most of you knew him. He'd always get happy, pull his pant legs up every time he got happy, like he's going to wade the creek. You remember. And we held several revivals together. And he said, "Do you know, son," he called me son, he said, "Do you know, son," he said, "if everybody that had really got saved had lived it, we wouldn't have had very many lost people today. I've thought of it thousands of times. What are we talking about? Blaze a trail for God. Amen. Lead others to Him. Show them what it's like to be a Christian. Show them what it's like to live for God. Show them what it's like to have the fire of God in your life. So, we are in a world that we've had a privilege, we've had freedom, we've had everything we needed to make us as strong as we needed to be. Let's go to 7 verse, the 6th chapter. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, and whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we sow to the flesh, we'll reap corruption. If we sow to the Spirit, we shall reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Don't grow weary in well-doing. But I'll give you a little more advice. We can't sit down on the stool and do nothing and just fold our hands and say we're just not worried. If we're not concerned about souls that's lost tonight, if we're not concerned about people that's not in with God, amen, if we're not even concerned about the backslider, if we're not concerned enough that we want to help those folks and want to show them something, then we're all for self. Amen. We're on the downward trend, and God don't intend, amen, to have a people going down the other way. He intends for us to grow in grace and knowledge of the truth and lift up holy hands to Him and keep on keeping on. Meet people to next year just like you met them today if you're a Christian. And then if it's 10 years later, meet them with the same smile and the same style, amen, and let them know that you're down to earth. Thank God. I tell you, give me the best suit in the world, I couldn't wear it. I know that a lot of folks can wear a suit and feel comfortable, but I tell you, I'm just an old country boy. I never could grow out of it. Stan, I couldn't no more tie your tie, nothing. No use to ask me. Amen. I hadn't got a thing in the world against it, but I feel comfortable just like it found me. Hallelujah to God. And I feel good because I love everybody. I feel good because I try to lift everybody up. And I'm on my way, thank God, trying to help folks that need help. We're going to do something here quickly. Amen. We're going to have a prayer line. Brother Stan, do you ever have a prayer line here? Okay. That's what we're fixing to do. You say, "Well, what are you going to do? You're going to ask me to come?" No, but I wish you would. "Well, are you going to go?" Yeah, I'm going to go. Come on. I go through every prayer line I'm around. Somebody said, "What do you need?" I just need more of what I got. I need it up. And I need, listen, it's no use to me trying to send somebody where I won't go. Is that all right? Don't ever try to send folks where you won't go. Jesus will never send us anywhere He hadn't already been. Amen. No, He won't send us where He hadn't been. He's walked this way before. Hallelujah. And don't forget that when we're down at our lowest, just think of how and what and all that He went through with when He walked here on this earth. And He came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Thank God. And sitting on the right hand of the Father tonight, making intercessions for fellows like me and you. And everyone in this building did allow him. But do we want to cling to Christ? Do we want to get closer to God? Do we want the whole armor of God? That's up to us. I see that we need the whole armor of God a lot worse than we did 62 or 3 years ago. Amen. I'm not there. But I tell you the truth. This is my life. If you want me to tell you, if I've got a life in this world, this is my life. Hallelujah. How many wants to go? Thank God. I tell you, folks, and we can go. There's no mistake about it. We can go. But we're going to have to be yielded to God. Hallelujah to God. We could go on and on. I don't feel to. We're going to have a prayer line. And I don't know how you arrange this and what you do with the altar here. That we're going to stand together right now, Brother Stan, if you will, and move this thing over. If we do need to, and put it in the middle. Step back that way. That'll work.
It'll work right here. If you can get there, get on. And then come up to your aisle and you'll do the direction. When he comes, one way. Maybe that might work better, man. I don't know what other guy can do.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here, folks. And I tell you, we can be touched, we can be helped by the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we can still make these two lines if you'd like, if the ladies like to get on that side, the men on this side. And we'll make two lines. And if you'd like to come in from over on the side, you're coming up the line, we'll go down, we'll go west. And when we get to the end down there, turn back praying for the other folks that's coming in line. I see a time when we need to absolutely get involved with one another. We too far apart stand. We stand too far off, amen, from the church. The church is a precious thing, and we got to stand with the church. And don't never think that we won't get in trouble when we leave our company. Old Peter and John know where to go. They know who to stand with. When they got in real persecution, Bible said they went to their company, thank God, and reported all the things that had been said and done, and they prayed. They prayed, amen, and said, Father, I want you to behold their threatening. I want you to grant to thy servants power, amen, to see miracles, in other words, perform. How many would like to see that? Well, there is such a thing as folks, a body of Christian people being unified enough to test the throne of God. Hallelujah. Now, just to show you that I want to go through this line, I'll be the first one. Hallelujah. I said I'll be the first one.